Hello, this is Jerry Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and for the next half hour or so, I shall be reading to you regarding many of the events taking place in our listening area during the coming weeks. Our sources are the Arts and Living section from last Sunday's News and Observer, the current weekend edition of the News and Observer, as well as the Independent Weekly, as well as some other sources as well. And as I said, we will be reading about the coming events during the next week or so. And since we are on the verge or on the cusp of the holiday week, let us do first things first and remind you that the final performances of the Nutcracker will take place on Friday, December 23rd, and Saturday, December 24th. In the Raleigh Memorial Auditorium. The Saturday performance will be at 1 p.m., and, of course, the performance is put on by the Carolina Ballet. For ticket information, call 919-719-0900. Once again, the final performances of the Nutcracker by the Carolina Ballet will take place on Friday, December 23rd, and Saturday, December the 24th. And from the Pine Cone Traditional Review, the Pine Cone and Arts Plosure present Gypsy Roots, and that will take place on Friday, December 31st, as part of First Night Raleigh. The performances will be at 7, 8, 9, and 10 p.m., and they will take place at the Church of the Good Shepherd at 121 Hillsborough Street in downtown Raleigh. Gypsy Roots, presented by Pinecone and Arts Plosure on Friday, December 31st, as part of First Night Raleigh. The admission for tickets purchased in advance is $9, and that's for people who are 6 and older. For 6 and under, the admission is free. And if you purchase tickets on the day of the performance, it is the prices are $12 and $10, $12 for adults, and $10 for children ages 6 to 12. And the 2011 First Night Raleigh will have a French theme woven throughout the numerous programs and activities this year, and legendary French gypsy guitar genius Django Reinhardt's pioneering style of jazz guitar, sometimes called hot jazz guitar, has become a living musical tradition within French gypsy culture. With violinist Stephanie Grappelli, Reinhardt co-founded the Quintet du Hot Club de France. Reinhardt's most popular compositions have become jazz standards, including Minor Swing, Daphne, Belleville, Shangology, and many others. That's all part of the Gypsy Roots being performed or taking place as part of First Night Raleigh on Friday, December 31st. Once again, shows at 7, 8, 9, and 10 p.m. And also on December 31st, the North Carolina Symphony continues an annual tradition this December 31st with a year-ending concert spectacle to usher in the new year with style. But this year's concert, which is entitled New Year's in Vienna, conducted by music director Grant Llewellyn and featuring celebrated soprano Sari Gruber, comes with a little twist, a cheerful nod to one of the music world's grandest traditions. The concert takes place at Maimondi Concert Hall in downtown Raleigh's Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts on Saturday evening, December 31st at 8 p.m. For well over a century, the dance music of the Strausses, first family of the waltz, has serenaded classical music lovers into every new calendar year. The Vienna Philharmonic concerts on New Year's Day have maintained the time-honored tradition since the 1870s to worldwide audiences of millions. Once again, New Year's in Vienna, performed by the North Carolina Symphony on Saturday, December 31st, in Maimondi Concert Hall. Also, the The program sprinkles in beloved and occasionally playful melodies inspired by the Austrian masters. Selections range from a favorite waltz by Arthur Sullivan of Gilbert and Sullivan fame to lighthearted works by some of Broadway's biggest names. The orchestra performs The Sound of Music and My Favorite Things from Richard Rodgers' musical classic, plus Gershwin's by Strauss from Vincente Minnelli's 1936 review, The Show Is On, and Salzburg from Julie Stein's Bells Are Ringing. December 31st, Saturday, December 31st, Raimondi Concert Hall, the North Carolina Symphony. For ticket information, call 919-733-2750 or toll free 877-627-6724. And now more from the Piedmont Council of Traditional Music. I have several events taking place in the coming weeks. Let's start with the performance on January 6, 2012 of Deep River Rising. That will take place at the Fletcher Theater at the Progress Energy for the Performing Arts, Friday, January 6, 2012 at 8 p.m. Grammy winners David Holt, Brian Sutton, and T. Michael Coleman are friends who share a great love of traditional mountain music and particularly the music of Doc Watson. As Watson approaches his 89th birthday and has been slowing down his touring, Holt, Sutton, and Coleman want to keep the music moving forward. However, given their other projects, their performances on tour together are limited. So that's on January 6th, Friday, at 8 p.m. at the Fletcher Theater at the Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts. The show is entitled Deep River Rising. Lakota John Locklear is a 14-year-old Native American side blues musician from Pembroke, North Carolina. He will perform a free concert on Sunday, January 8th at 3 p.m. at the North Carolina Museum of History. This concert is part of a series sponsored by Williams Mullen and the North Carolina Museum of History Associates. That's Sunday, January 8th, 3 p.m., Lakota John Locklear performing a free concert at the North Carolina Museum of History. And if you want to plan more of your January, Eliza Gilkison, John Gorka, and Lucy Kaplansky share the Fletcher Theater stage on Saturday, January 21st as Red Horse. Gilkison is a Grammy-nominated artist who has toured with Richard Thompson, Patty Griffin, and Mary Chapin Carpenter. Gorka is a world-renowned singer-songwriter with 11 solo albums to his credit, who has performed with Mary Chapin Carpenter, Nancy Griffith, and Mary Black. Kaplansky is an acclaimed songwriter in her own right, as well as part of the supergroup Cry, Cry, Cry with Dar Williams and Richard Schindel. That is Saturday, January 21st at the Fletcher Theater in the Raleigh Center for the Performing Arts. And Pinecone continues to promote ongoing participatory music jams and sessions that give community members the opportunity to take part in the music making. A bluegrass jam the second and fourth Monday of the month at the Busy Bee Cafe. An Irish music session every Sunday afternoon at Tir na n'Og. And a monthly Shape Note Sing the fourth Sunday of the month at the Friends Meeting House in Raleigh. All of these sessions are free and open to the public to join in or just sit back and observe. And if you want to do some planning for the month of February, on February 10, 2012, the Dukes, D-U-H-K-S, will perform at the Fletcher Theater in the Raleigh Performing Arts Center. And that's at 8 p.m. February 10th. And on February 18th at 8 p.m., the Taj Mahal Trio will perform in Raimondi Concert Hall. So that's February 10th, the Dukes at the Fletcher Theater, and February 18th, the Taj Mahal Trio at Raimondi Concert Hall. Both of those performances will begin at 8 p.m. And the North Carolina Symphony presents Rob Capello, who joins the symphony for Green Eggs and Ham on January 7th. It's part of the NCS Kids Young People's Concerts, which will be performed at 11 a.m. and 4 p.m. on January 7th. The North Carolina Symphony welcomes All Who's Things and Sam I Am's in Maimondi Concert Hall in downtown Raleigh for a family-friendly musical spin on Dr. Seuss's Green Eggs and Ham, Saturday, January 7th, 2012, at 11 in the morning and 4 in the afternoon. Part of the conductor-composer Rob Capello's celebrated family music series, presented with resounding success with orchestras across the country, Green Eggs and Ham is a merry whiz-bang romp, so says the Newark Star-Ledger. Capello hosts the symphony's performances and leads the orchestra in a Mozart-inspired take on the picture book classic, blending symphonic music with direct interactions with young audience members. He expands on the book's message of acceptance and trying new things. Once again, January 7th, 11 a.m. In the morning and 4 p.m. in the afternoon at the North Carolina, the Raleigh Center for the Performing Arts, the Maimondi Concert Hall. And the North Carolina Symphony stamps a passport to Hungary from January 12th to January 14th. Associate conductor Sarah Hicks leads the North Carolina Symphony and a pair of featured soloists in a program sure to inspire with works from one of classical music's most influential national traditions. Passport to Hungary highlights the folk song-inspired masterworks of Kodály and Bartók and features a rare performance of Camillo Ledvay's Concertino Simplis for the Hungarian national instrument, the cimbalom. Performances of Passport to Hungary take place at Memorial Hall on the campus of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill on Thursday, January 12, 2012, and Maimondi Concert Hall in downtown Raleigh's Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts on Friday and Saturday, January 13th and 14th, 2012. All three concerts begin at 8 p.m. Once again, in Memorial Hall at the University of North Carolina in Chapel Hill on Thursday, January 12th, and in Maimondi Concert Hall in the Raleigh Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts on Friday and Saturday, January 13th and 14th. All three concerts, the one in Chapel Hill as well as the two in Raleigh, will begin at 8 p.m. on their respective evenings. The Passport to Hungary concert is the first concert in the symphony's Passport series, a four-performance journey to some of classical music's most influential countries. Upcoming concerts include immersions in the rich and wonderful atmosphere of Argentina in Tango Nuevo, as well as a visit to Grant Llewellyn's homeland, Wales. The series also includes the symphony's upcoming performance featuring Itzhak Perlman. Details on the series and the extraordinary savings offered by this four-concert package are online at www.ncsymphony.org/passport. So if you go to that website for more information about this very exciting four-part concert series. And the North Carolina Symphony presents the music of Billy Joel and more on January 20th through the 22nd. The symphony welcomes Michael Cavanaugh, a star of smash hit Broadway musical Movin' Out. They welcome him to Raleigh for three high-energy salutes to an all-time rock favorite, Billy Joel. The music of Billy Joel, led by associate conductor Sarah Hicks, takes place at Maimondi Concert Hall in Raleigh's Progress Energy Center, and they take place on Saturday, January 20th. I'm sorry, Friday, January 20th, Saturday, January 21st at 8 p.m. A special matinee performance follows on Sunday, January 22nd at 3 p.m. Cavanaugh, handpicked by Billy Joel for the role of the piano man in the 2002 Twyla Tharp musical Movin' Out, has been dubbed the new voice of the American rock and roll songbook by Billboard magazine. He was nominated for Grammy and Tony Awards for his performance on stage and has since garnered broad acclaim for his stage show reinterpreting modern rock and pop favorites. Triangle audiences will delight in his electrifying renditions of Billy Joel chart toppers Just the Way You Are, Uptown Girl, She's Got Away, It's Still Rock and Roll, and many more. Along the way, Kavanaugh offers up favorites from Jerry Lee Lewis, Elton John, and others in an all-out symphonic celebration of rock's piano icons. Regular tickets to the Symphony's Pop Series performances of the music of Billy Joel featuring Michael Kavanaugh range from $33 to $48, with $30 tickets for seniors and $10 tickets for students. For information, call 919-733-2750, toll-free 1-877-627-6724. And as was mentioned earlier, the North Carolina Symphony is offering a three-concert package, the first of which is Passport to Hungary, of course. We've already talked about that. And then on January 22nd through the 28th, Grant Llewellyn presents Tango Nuevo featuring band de Neon legend Coco Trevisano, Tango masters Daniel Arredondo and Karen Jaffe. The North Carolina Symphony takes concert goes to the dance halls of Buenos Aires this January 26th through the 28th with a vibrant concert showcasing the depth and passion of Tango Nuevo. The program, led by music director Grant Llewellyn, highlights the music of Argentine trailblazers Astor Piazzolla, Osvaldo Golijov, and more, with special performances by bandoneon legend Coco Trevisano and tango dancers Daniel Arredondo and Karen Jaffe. The concert takes place at Memorial Hall on the campus of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill on Thursday, January 26th, 2012, and in Maimondi Concert Hall in Raleigh's Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts on Friday and Saturday, January 27th and 28th. And all of these concerts begin at 8 o'clock. So you have one in Chapel Hill on January 26th, and you have two performances in Raleigh on Friday and Saturday, January 27th and 28th. And all those performances started at 8 o'clock. And Passport series, the series also includes the performance with the North Carolina Symphony by Itzhak Perlman, and that will take place on May 15th, 2012. It's a little far out, but with a star like Itzhak Perlman, it's never too early to start thinking about purchasing your tickets. The special event concert, led by Symphony resident conductor William Henry Curry, takes place at Maimondi Concert Hall in the Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts on Tuesday. It's not a weekend. It's Tuesday, May 15th at 7:30 p.m. Of course, Perlman enjoys superstar status rarely afforded a classical musician. In recent years, he took part in the inauguration of President Barack Obama, earned a Kennedy Center honor for his distinguished achievements and contributions to the cultural and educational life of the United States, and performed at a state dinner for the Queen and Duke of Edinburgh, hosted by President George W. Bush at the White House, among many other accomplishments. Tickets for the Passport Series performances can now be purchased. They cost $155 and are available now by phone. Call 919-733-2750 or toll-free 1-877-627-6724. The Passport Series is presented in partnership with American Airlines. Any remaining individual seats to the Itzhak Perlman concerts will go on sale online and by phone on Friday, March 30th, 2012 at 10 a.m. Prices range from $75 to $140. Purchase the Passport Series today before it sells out and take advantage of huge savings on world-class entertainment. Okay, moving on to other venues, Duke performances at Duke University include the saxophone Colossus, Branford Marsalis, his quartet, and they will perform on Friday and Saturday, January 13th and 14th at 8 p.m. in Reynolds Theater. That's Branford Marsalis Quartet, Friday and Saturday, January 13th and 14th at 8 p.m. in the Reynolds Theater. Simone Dinnerstein at the piano. She will play Bach, Schubert, Chopin, Brahms, and Daniel Felsenfeld, and that she will perform on Friday, January 20th at 8 p.m. in the Reynolds Theater. And Fiasco Theater, William Shakespeare's Cymbeline, on Thursday through Saturday, February 2nd through the 4th at 8 p.m. in the Reynolds Theater. The Duke performances take place at Duke University, of course, in the Reynolds Theater. And for ticket information, call 919-684-4444 or go to DukePerformances.org. Once again, January 13th and 14th, the Branford Marsalis Quartet. On January 20th, Simone Dinnerstein at the piano. And on February 2nd through the 4th, Fiasco Theater, William Shakespeare's Cymbeline. And the Genghis Khan exhibition continues at the North Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences, and that's located in downtown Raleigh at the corner of Jones and Salisbury Streets. For information, exhibition, you can go to www.naturalsciences.org. That's the Genghis Khan exhibition currently on display at the North Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences. And if you want to plan to go to the circus in February, there's an exclusive offer for News and Observer subscribers. You can save $5 on each ticket for the Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus, which will take place at the RBC Center. There'll be 11 shows from February the 8th through the 12th. The offer is valid on tickets which are regularly $25 and $15 for Thursday, February 9th at 7 p.m., Saturday, February 11th at 11 a.m., and Sunday, February 12th at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. RBC Center, the Ringling Brothers Barnum & Bailey Circus. Tickets are now on sale at the RBC Center box office. You can call 1-800-745-3000. But take advantage of this exclusive offer for News and Observer subscribers and save $5 on each ticket. Just a little bit more on the Genghis Khan exhibition. I didn't give you some of the details that you might be interested in. The exhibition will continue through January 16th, and the admission is free. The admission to the museum is free, but tickets for the Genghis Khan exhibit are $14 for adults and $10 for seniors, students, and military, $8 for children ages 5 to 11, and free to the Friends of the Museum. And group rates are also available. The North Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences is located at 11 West Jones Street in Raleigh. And again, the exhibition is open through January the 16th. And, of course, the Rembrandt exhibition continues at the North Carolina Museum of Art in the East Building, which is in the Maimondi Exhibition Gallery. Rembrandt, the biggest name in the art world, is now in Raleigh for a limited time. Ticket information can be obtained by calling 919-715-5923 or go to ncartmuseum.org/Rembrandt. North Carolina Museum of Art presents Rembrandt at the Museum of Art, the East Building, Maimondi Exhibition Gallery. Playmakers Repertory Company presents the best live theater company in the Triangle, with five incredible shows to go on the calendar, and they're saying don't miss a minute. January 11th through the 15th, No Child, written and performed by Nilanja Sun and directed by Hal Brooks. The Making of a King, Henry IV and V, of course, by William Shakespeare, And that will, they will take place from January 28th through March 4th in rotating repertory. You can still subscribe to the theater company by calling 919-962-7529 or go to playmakersrep.org. Once again, No Child, January 11th through the 15th. The Making of a King, Henry the 4th and 5th by William Shakespeare, January 28th through March 4th. The remaining shows are a little far off. Noises Off takes place in April, and Penelope takes place later in April, and we will have more information on those as we get closer to those dates. And we made mention earlier in the broadcast about some of the things taking place on First Night in Raleigh. The First Night in Raleigh celebration itself, of course, will take place in downtown Raleigh on Saturday, December 31st. You can purchase all-day passes in advance for $9. The First Night in Raleigh will feature the Pimps of Joytown, Onyx Club Boys, Gypsy Roots, Chuck Davis and the African American Dance Ensemble, Comedy Works, Cedric Burnside, Andy Brown, Transactors Improv Company, A Giant Ferris Wheel, and more. You can buy your all-day passes in advance at your local Harris Teeter. For more information, go to www.firstnightraleigh.com. Once again, First Night Raleigh, December 31st, 2011. And here are some of the events taking place at the Lincoln Theater, which, of course, is at 126 East Cabarra Street in Chapel Hill. In December, Wednesday, December 28th, Keller Williams Kids at 2:30 p.m. It's a matinee show, of course, featuring Drum Circle Keller, Kids Set, and book signing. Wednesday, December 28th at 2:30 p.m. Friday, December 30th, Carbon Leaf at 7 p.m. with Jack the Radio. And on Saturday, December 31st, Revolution Raleigh at 9 p.m. With DJ FM and Steven Feinberg, circus-themed dance party with DJs, performers, and lights, and you. That's at the Lincoln Theater at 126 Cabarra Street in Chapel Hill. For information, call 919-821-4111. And on Friday, December 30th, Cary Art Loop, the final Friday events, will take place from 6 to 9 p.m. That's Friday, December 30th, celebrating Cary's creative community. And for more information on that, go to www.caryartloop.org. Cary Art Loop, Friday, December 30th, from 6 until 9 p.m. And finally, if you're a sports fan, we have two bowl games coming up of local interest on Monday, December 26th. The North Carolina Tar Heels play Missouri in the Independence Bowl at 5 p.m. It'll be shown on ESPN2. And the NC State will take on Belk Bowl, will take on their opponent. And that'll be shown on ESPN as well. We've run out of time for this edition of the Triangle Bulletin Board. We hope you've enjoyed it, and we ask you to be sure to listen next time. And I'm Jerry Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. So long until next time, and thank you for listening.